Welcome to Royal Grace Chapel, the Empowerment Center, where faith comes alive through inspiring messages and teachings. At Royal Grace Chapel, our mission is to empower you to connect with God in worship, relationship with other believers, and enable you to fulfill your purpose for global impact. We believe in the power of transformation through the Word of God, and that's exactly what you'll experience as you journey with us through our plethora of messages. Get ready to be equipped, uplifted, and empowered on your path of faith. Be transformed as you listen to today's empowering message.
So I brought the people who know how to laugh and shout, and they are always happy. But I can't feel you people. Are you sure you are in church? Hey! Now, so today, I will just share on and only have one point. Pray for me. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Then verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The first thing I want you to know is that it takes intentionality to be a grateful person. You will not find yourself being grateful by accident. You have to be intentional about it. That is why the psalmist is saying, bless the Lord. He was commanding himself that be someone that is thankful. Be someone that is grateful. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Then in verse 7, forget not all his benefits. One of the signs that you are a grateful person is that you don't just say thank you. You mention specific things that you are grateful for that the person has done for you. You have to be intentional about it. Now, like last week I shared with you and I said, there are things that stand in the way of our gratitude. And one of them is forgetfulness. Forgetfulness hinders us from being a grateful person consistently and continuously. Human beings, we are easily forgetful. And when we are mentioning different kinds of sin in the Bible, we mention the sin of fornication, the sin of adultery, the sin of stealing. But one of the sins in the Bible that we don't often mention is in Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. So forgetfulness is a form of unrighteousness. Oh yes. Because as you move on in life, you will forget the people who contributed to your advancement. Because there will be a time you will not need those people anymore. The day is coming you will not need your father anymore. You will not need your father to pay your school fees anymore. The day is coming you will not need your mother to cook for you anymore. You can cook for yourself. The day is coming, you will not even need to eat your mother's food anymore. I can't remember the last time I really ate my mother's food. Because there's another mother in my life that has taken the position of my mother. But there was a time that I was eating my mother's food every day. You see, when you don't need people who have brought you to a point or a particular position in your life, that is when you need to now be intentional in remembering them. And how do you remember them? You continuously have to mention their name. You continuously have to say things that they have done for you. In fact, you put different means, systems in your life to always forget. One of the things, for instance, is that if you come to my office and there are people's picture, if I realize that now one of my pastors, which is also a spiritual father to me, who is still a spiritual father, it was this season I realized that, I've forgotten Bishop Jake. I've forgotten Bishop. I don't have his picture anywhere. So I had to reach out to him in Cote d'Ivoire. I said, Bishop, please, can you send me your picture? He said, for what? I said, I want to print your picture. So I printed his picture. So if you enter my office now, you will see his picture. So my children ask, who is this man? I said, this was my pastor in Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria. He was the one, he was a computer person working for United States Embassy in Ghana. One of the U.S. aid agencies in Ghana. And the pastor said, leave that job. We are sending you to Nigeria. His wife works for Ecobank. Can I get water, please? His wife was working for Ecobank. And he said, leave this job. Go to Nigeria. Now, one of the things you must know when people decide to work for God. Church is not a place you get more money. So any genuine man of God, for instance, if he was earning maybe $300,000 or 300,000 naira. When you are going to work for God, one of the things is not to make money. So you can, the church can tell you we will start with 80,000 naira. That's what we can afford. If you love God, you have to be able to leave your 300,000 naira paying job to earn 80,000 naira. Because church oftentimes don't pay more at the beginning. It's later that you can become. But at the beginning, there must always be a form of sacrifice in crossing over. That's why a good church will not embrace people to come and work with money. Because if you start with money, the love of money, Bible says, is the root of all evil. So we have to start with sacrifice. I am not collecting salary. I still collect salary for where I work at Mark Center. Mark Center is the one that pays me to every month in this church, not Royal Grace Chapel. So Mark Center pays me to be a pastor in this place. Amen. And Jesus is also paying me. But if it's about money, you can be sure if what I collect at Mark Center, maybe every Sunday offering cannot even be. So I have to, all the 1 month's offering, my wife has to collect, I have to collect, then we'll now use the rest for the work of God. So, but we have to understand sacrifice. So, but this man of God, Bishop Jake Godwell, left everything. Left what he was in. He went to Washington. You know, he left and came down to Lagos, Nigeria. In Ojodu there. I just finished SS3 when I met him. And he took me on. Then he called three of my friends, said he has saved some money, so he's taking us to Ghana. So he put us, charter another car, and they took us to Ghana. That was my first international trip. That was when I crossed Benin border, Togo border, Aflao into Ghana. And he housed me for 1 week, feeding us every day. Every day. He introduced me to Bishop Dag, Edward Mills. But like I said, there will be a time that it will appear you don't need your father anymore. Because as the year has gone by, I've traveled to many other countries beyond Ghana. But I always remember that there was somebody who took me from Lagos all the way to Ghana. I've been to many countries. Do you know Charles de Gaulle Airport? Have you been to Charles de Gaulle? Have you been to Charles de Gaulle Airport before? Say you'll be there. That is in France. I've been to London. Ride on London bus. Buckingham Palace and those places. I've been there. All right? In U.S., I drive myself in U.S. I've been to Maryland. I've been to New Jersey. I've been to New York. I've been to Orlando, Florida. I've been to Austin in Texas. I've been to, Dallas, Texas. Hey! I've been to UAE. I've been to Bangkok. I've stopped at China. And I've been to Taiwan. I've been to the highest building in the world before Burj Khalifa, which is also in Taiwan. Oh, yeah. You see, I don't need Bishop Jake to take me to all those places anymore. Because now there will be a time you don't need them to do. But you see, that is the time you even need to be more grateful. Because if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If your mother had not bathed you, what would you have been today? No, if your mother had not bathed you, if your father did not do some of those things he did, what would have happened to you? Are you with me? So when it's like, mommy, I don't need you anymore. I don't need you to pay my school fees anymore. I can cook for myself. I'm a girl of my own. And now, because you too, your breast looks like your mother's breast, now you think you can then talk to her. You know, boys are toasting you. Oh, that is where you need to say, mama, good morning. Mama, good morning. Oh, this one, yo, mom. No, if you are from Yoruba, it's not your mom. It's kneel down, mom. Mommy, good morning. You give it down. It's prostrate. Yeah, yo, mom, my old man, I can't prostrate for my old man anymore. No. What is that? And there will be a time that Cain cannot do anything anymore. You know it. There was a time that when they came, you look like a semi-mad person. Once you don't behave like it. But now when they came, you bam. 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 And when they say, that all. And some of them, don't you see them in secondary school? Some of them, they will even, It's like we are wasting your time. You are wasting your time.
Hey!
Now, when you cannot be caned anymore, you see, you may not be caned, but the Bible says that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. If the blessing of your spiritual parent, your biological parent is not on you, there's a limit to how far you can go. That's what I'm saying. This December, fight to remember your parents. Oh, yes. It may be a recharge card sent to them. Even if you don't have money. Mommy, this is another Christmas. Next year, one of the things we are doing is that we are joining. There is an annual event that U.S. does. It's called Thanksgiving. U.S. That even with all their gay and homosexual, whatever, they have decided to have annual Thanksgiving. It's the only nation I know that they have family Thanksgiving in once a year, dinner. Every family come together. So I said, it is a good idea. So next year, the same day they do it, I think it's first Sunday or second Sunday in November, I'm encouraging every family, we are going to join International Family Day of Thanksgiving. Go to your home and sit down. Then I will also, I will gather some people and say, we are just coming to eat together to thank God. Well, is it not a good idea? Yeah. You don't even need, not like that, you don't need to have money. You can even say, borrow somebody's phone. Mommy, thank you for all your sacrifice and your labor of love. Daddy, thank you for this and that. A family came to share things. You know, the other day, how many of you remember that I told you of a boy that I heard this message I was preaching somewhere, and he left school to go and appreciate his father. His father was in Osun State, so he bought something when he got there. He came to me and I told him, when you buy whatever you have, buy and go. And when he went to go and honor his father, he stopped complaining about his father. Then his father said, wait. Father went into the bedroom and brought out a document. A document. Said, I have actually bought a land for you. I've bought property for you. This is the thing. That property you see, all those acres of land, it belongs to you. So as he was fighting his father, he didn't know that he was fighting his true wealth. It is the devil that wants to fight your parents, your father. Don't fight your father. If your father is wicked, then say, it's my father, I will honor him. When your father is not nice, or your parents are not nice, it's a temptation for you to dishonor them. You must overcome that temptation. Yeah. Oh, yes. Overcome the temptation to talk down on your father. It's because your father is already where he is. You need to be where he is. So do everything to make sure you don't dishonor. So, I won't mention their name because they said that they will come and share their testimony. But they came to me last Sunday and said, Pastor, my daughter has been honoring the daddy. He has decided to let go of all the bitterness. So she sent messages. She said, hello, daddy. I love you, daddy. All of a sudden, the daddy said, you know, I'm bringing you over to Canada. Wow. Paid for all the tickets and everything. Oh, yes. You think what I'm sharing is not true? You'll be there when you're sharing. So now, say you are coming. You will finish your school in Canada and everything like that. Come over. Oh, yes. Another one. This one is a nobody. Works like as a janitor somewhere. A cleaner. Cleaner somewhere. Cleaning floor. But decided to be grateful to the people. You know, I told you that even if you don't have biological father, you have a substitute father. So she decided to start honoring the substitute father, which were the uncles. Remember that this person is just cleans for offices. Go to all, cleans. Do cleaning. That's what she does. That, as of last week, Friday or last week, she has gotten a UK visa. The uncle said, I'm bringing you over to UK. Gave her paid for everything from beginning to the end. Paid a cleaner. When all the other people, hello, who are doing all the thing and all those ones, they are still here. This one, she's on her way to UK. Just like a cleaner. Who cleans office. But decided to honor the substitute father in her life, which were the uncles. So all these ones, they say, hey, no uncle care for me. Nothing. You see, it was not making things work. Message, hello, thank you for everything you have done. I love you. Hey, now our life has changed forever. What a shock. So I am saying, don't be ashamed to talk about. You see how I'm talking about Bishop Dave? He's the first man that made me know the size of my shirt, 15 and a half. He was the one that first buy a parking shirt for me. I didn't know my shirt because all I bought all through my life was Okreka. Every so anywhere, you know. And when you are seeing Okreka, is what is it? You don't Okreka no get size, all size my size. If you bend, if it doesn't wear, you go and slim it, you go and adjust it. You know. But he told me, "What's your size?" I said, "Sir, size. Nobody has ever asked me for size in my life. I don't even know my size." Then he bought it, he bought the clothes, bought the tie, white shirt. This. He gave it to me. Say, "I want you to begin to dress like a pastor." Oh, put your hand together for good men. No matter what happens, never dishonor or fight those who have been good to you. Do you know one of the curses in the Bible? Pull it up for me. Guy, search for me. Say, "He that repayeth evil for good, evil will not depart from his house." The day you repay evil for good, what you are saying that evil now will not come to be your own tenant. Will live in a house that he is not paying. Say, God forbid. Finally, one of the points I will give you today as we close is recognize the hand of God in everything that happens in your life. One of the ways that you should not to be forgetful is that you must decide that you will recognize the hand of God in everything that happens in your life. Recognize the hand of God in everything in your life. Recognize the hand of God. You know, Jesus, on the cross of Calvary, when he looked back and he said, my father, why have you what? Hey, you know, there will be time as if you will not like the way your father is treating you. Either spiritual father or biological father. There will be a season in your life that the fathers in your life, you will not like the way they are treating you. Because Jesus did not like the way God was treating him. At the crucial stage of his life, that stage where he felt he needed God the most, he looked around. And God was not there at all for him anymore. So, my father, why have you forsaken me? Hey! Hey. I said, hey! Hey! So, why have you forsaken me? He felt that his father was, you know, when you are feeling that your father is not treating you well, it's a season of pruning in your life. I shared in the morning, there are two reactions you can either be a snake or a stick. A snake, when your father is not treating you well, just like Jesus said, but you sent me here. When I was in heaven, you said you always be with me. You said you will never leave nor forsake me. You said you always there for me. You said call upon me and I will answer you. Oh God, I am on the cross. You have forsaken me. What kind of father are you? Was that how Jesus was talking? No, I said, was that how Jesus was talking? No. Say, you are forsaking me. Then next thing he says, into your hand I commit my soul. In other words, even when I don't understand why you are doing this to me, even when the pain is there, I will humble myself and I will say, do whatever you want to do with me, I am your child. So he chose to abandon himself to his father. That's what a good son does. He could have said, I'm not your son again. You are a bad person. Jesus said, you are forsaking me. Into your hand do I commit my soul. Fight not to be forgetful. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
So you must recognize the hand of God. How do you recognize the hand of God? 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10 says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. Always learn to say by the grace of God. I think some days ago my wife had to interject me when I was talking about some project. And I was like, hey, we will do this, we will do that, we will do this, we will do that, and we will do this there. We will finish this by this month. And she said, hey, sweetheart, I realize that since you have been talking, even sometime in church when you talk about this project, you don't say by the grace of God. I say, are you serious? I say, yes. Because all that we have been talking is, I've not heard you say, by the grace of God. I said, what a shock. Then I said, Lord, forgive me in any way I've been talking and not saying by your grace. I repent. Lord, I am sorry. Right there and then I stopped everything and I repented. Then I began to think, how come I'm talking today and I don't say by the grace of God? What was the reason? Or what is the reason? As I began to reflect, I realized that when we know what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it, we no longer recognize or acknowledge the grace of God. So watch. When you know the bus you need to take to your workplace in the morning, and you know that you stand at this bus, and all you need to do is to take that bus and you get to work, or you get to your marketplace and open the thing. Tomorrow when you are coming to God and say, we'll see by 8 o'clock. Because you already know that, oh, all I need to do is to sleep, wake up, and take the transportation, then I will meet you by what? So when you have things figured out in your life, that is when we often trivialize and disregard the grace of God. Because now we think that we make things happen. That is why a lot of us don't say, thank you God for another day anymore. Do you realize that we don't say, thank you God for another day? Thank you that I can lift my hands. When we wake up in the morning, for some of us, it's even social media. Because you are thinking now that it is normal to sleep and wake up every day. But you don't say, by the grace of God, I will be at work tomorrow. By the grace of God, I will be at my business place tomorrow. Or when you stand at your business point, say, Lord, I am here because of your grace. Because the grace of God becomes useless when we know what to do. When we have the means to do it. When we know how we want to do it. So we don't think that it is the grace of God. A lot of you don't think that it's the grace of God that you are in church this morning. That is why, how many of you realize that you have not, most of us here did not really say thank you as you are on your way to work. Even to sit down, you don't say, by the grace of God, I have sat down here today. Because you feel that, why? It's me that is doing it. There's a time that you think that it is you. Until most people then realize that it is not them. When they try to do the same thing and they are no longer able to do it. When they try to lift their hands and the hand says, no, you can't lift me. Then they realize that, hey! So all along it's been the grace of God. Can I have my... I want to show you something. I want to share what it means to celebrate the grace of God. Bring it out. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10. I want to show you something. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10. Can I have it? We will read from verse 8 to 10. Some people are saying, you know, when you want to use examples like this, some people pray, call me. Hey! Look at Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10. Can we read it together, everybody? I want us to just read it together. Deuteronomy 8:10. We are going all the way to verse 19. So let's start. One, two, go. Wow. Verse 11. Commandment is judgment and a status which I command you today. Verse 12. Guys, be fast. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them. Verse 13. And when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. Verse 14. When your heart is lifted up and you have forgotten the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Verse 15. Who led you through in which there were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land and where there is no water. Who brought you water for you out of the flinty rock. Verse 16. Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which you have. Okay. That he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the verse 17. Then you shall say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. Verse 18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He gives you the power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Verse 19, finally. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you, that you shall surely what? Say, I will not perish. Give me verse 17 again. He said, then you shall say in your heart. Watch. It is that the man is saying it in his mouth. There's a saying that said, action speaks louder than what? Do you know why most people don't pay tithes? It's because of this scripture. But when you earn money, you earn your salary, you have made good money, somebody has given you something, you think it's because you work, that's why the money has come. The reason why most people don't pay tithes, when you don't pay tithes, even though you have not said it in with your mouth, what you are saying in your heart is that my power and my might have gained me this wealth. So why should I honor God with it? One of the most difficult tithe to pay is your first fruits. The one we do every first Sunday of February. When you carry your whole salary to give to God, your whole first income of the year, you give to God. Do you know why it's so difficult? Because verse 18 says we are following after other gods. So when you follow after the gods of money, you say, why should I give my first income of the year to God? Why? How will I survive? What will I eat? You see, it's because now you are following after other gods. And you have forgotten that you survived when you did not have a job in the first place. So now that you have a job, you think that it's your job that is sustaining you. But when there was no job, you were living. When there was no business, you will still live. So why is it that today is difficult for you to give your first income of the year to God? Because when you follow after other gods, giving to God becomes difficult for you. So when you don't pay tithes, Deuteronomy 8, 17, if you are only saying that you don't need the blessing of God in anything, tithe is difficult to pay for a man who is not grateful. Yes. It's very difficult to pay tithe. I said to God, I remember my covenant, when I make my first 1 million, I will give it to God. I remember the day I made my first 1 million naira. And I have to give it to God. You will not give such a thing to God. Because you know that you work for 10 years to get 1 million. Why? So if you then give it to God, when will you become a millionaire again? You see, your mind, you are following after money. No. There is no money they receive that they have printed in Nigeria today since I got to know this principle that I spent before giving to God. Not one. Not one. This is why you are not rich. God cannot entrust money to your hand. I remember the first time I had one time, even this new naira note, the first new naira note I had, it belongs to God. I don't spend any new thing. My first dollars was God. And all those things, anything first, thou shalt seek first the kingdom of God. I love to give first to God. Then me, I will take the rest. Oh yes, clap if you want to clap. But when you trust yourself, you trust your salary, you can never lay it down. Now, I round up with this example. I know some of you be wondering, what is this bread all about? You know, that scripture I quoted, I am what I am by the grace of God. Give me that scripture again in Corinthians. And His grace which was bestowed upon me is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:10. Look at that's what I want to use. 1 Corinthians 15:10, very fast. This is what 1 Corinthians 15:10 is saying. The grace of God is the divine enablement of God. It's like air. You cannot see it, but you can feel the impact in your life. You can't see air. But when, last Sunday, when our ACs were not working for some minute, we had power issue, you saw how the place was so hot. It's not easy to stay inside such a thing. The grace of God is invisible. But it's something that you, anytime you see things working in your life, you must know that there's a price that has been paid. The founder of the church is Jesus Christ. He's the general overseer of all the churches. This is how grace is. The invisible. Whatever it is that you are enjoying today, what can you see? You can see bread. You, oh, people here, what can you see? What can you see? Hey, those of you who are here, what can you see? Big bread. So you all can see the bread. What kind of bread? Brown. It has been burnt, right? It's just brown. Still manageable. You want to try it? You will try it. You see, that's why when you have young people, they make the place alive. That's what. This bread is brown. But let me tell you why it's brown. This is how our life is. There are two aspects to this bread. It was not always brown. This bread started as all whites. The dough was all white. It went through a period of swelling up in a pan. But there came a season that for it to become celebrated, for it to become accepted, for this bread to move from that corner in that bakery to the public, something has to happen. It has to go to the oven. So the baker had to put this bread in the oven. That is the oven of life. Now, without that price, that bread will not be in my hand. You will not eat and have baked bread. It will cause you issues. So that bread had to go through different states. Listen to me. When you see the brown side, believe you me, it is the price that was paid for the whites to remain. Not everything is brown. Not everything is brown. You see, the part that is brown majorly was the covering to keep the inner whites. Like my son Joshua, most of us like to eat the whites and discard the brown. The people God has used for us in life to make us where we are, they are often the brown side. At a point in time, the brown represents your parents. Some of them have to sell their wrapper to send you to school. Some of them have to sell their machine to send you to school. Some of them, they could have driven a car in their life. But you see, your mother today is very ugly. Some of them, instead of them buying the best clothes during Christmas, they rather choose to buy it for you and they remain hungry. I remember following my mother too. The first time I went to Agege Railway, and I went there several times, was when my mother went to go and sell a sewing machine there. My mother went to go and sell a wrapper there. My mother sold most of what she had at that Agege Railway just to make sure that we, the children, are okay. What are they doing? They are taking the eats so that we, our life, can remain fruitful. Now that you are Mr. Big Boy driving the best car, now that you are Mrs. Big Boy having children all around, have you remembered the brown people in your life? Those who took the eats for you. They may not be as nice as you. Their English may not be as fluent as you. They may not even be as glamorous as you. Nobody is seeing Jesus here today. The price he paid. Can you get me the Passion of the Cross picture, please? Look at how our night church is so nice. Lighted, fan, air conditioned, everything. But the suffering of Christ, the thing he went through, if they can get in the picture, let them put it. The shame. Jesus was crucified like a criminal. For a man that knew no sin. His offense was that he was saying that I want to give my children a future. Where we can stand as Christians and dance. But Christianity has become so beautiful today that we have to even identify with the cross is a shameful thing. We have forgotten the founder of the church. The grace of God is like this brown side. It's the one that makes things happen in your life so that you can enjoy comfort. God paid the price. A lot of us, the price has been paid so that you can be where you are. That school you are attending, you don't even know the price that somebody is paying for you to be in that class. Oh, you don't know. You don't know. And do you know why God doesn't say that it is unrighteous? That's why the Bible said that, no, give me Deuteronomy 8:19, that you shall perish when you let your success carry you away. When you don't let, you don't want anybody to know where you have come from, who contributed. No, you are like Elisha who just said you emerged from Tishbite. You have never spoken about who has helped you before. Not send a text message. Not say thank you. You are a self-made man. For every self-made man who appears beautiful, there are the brown side, the people who contributed to your beauty today. In this season, remember them. This is why we worship God every time. When we say, Hosanna in the highest, our hearts will flash to the way Jesus cried. It was not God. It was serious beating. They beat him. He cried. If you watch the Passion of the cry, he cried. He cried. He cried. He felt, he said, Lord, let it stop. Lord, let it stop. I can't take it anymore. He said, look at Jesus. He said, let it stop. He said, that it's not white. Brown. Let it stop. Lord, take this cup over me. It's too much. Even God had to say, Jesus, for their sake, go through it. Even God could not look at the suffering of his son. He turned his back. My father, you too? You too? And even the people he was suffering for, when they came near, do you know what they did? Fwah! Useless man. They spat on him. Do you know some of us are still spitting on Jesus today? When was the last time you woke up in the morning? This sharp problem has made you ungrateful. Some of us, no marriage problem is all that you need to become on. Say, God, you have not done anything for me. Hey, do you just say that? God, you are not, because you are looking for a child now, you don't have a child. Say, God has not been good to you. Do you just say that? If not for the, give me, see, even they don't want to give, let it be there. For every success you are enjoying, or you have enjoyed, there's a price that has been paid. There's a price that has been paid for life to become comfortable for you. Always remember the people that God used. If you have forgotten, say, Lord, help me to remember them. Always, you help me to remember them. Always, pray. When I send money to my pastors, there are pastors I honor every month. My fathers, I honor them every month. I send money to them. I say, no, because I will not forget. Apostle Udo, I was a student. He took my mother in. When we came from Bariga to Ojodu, we were attending Four Square. He took us in. And the church gave my money to go and set up a shop. And we chopped the money. We chopped the first. I think we chopped some. Then we used some. Because hunger, when you are hungry, you don't have patience for profit to come. You chop the profit. Oh, Apostle Udo and his wife. I remember my mother going to go and start milk business. Now God has blessed me. I've eaten and food. You will not even tell anybody the story. So when they say, come and thank God now, run and register your testimony. And you say, praise God. And then they say, God is good. In what way has it been good? You know, you are even afraid to share the testimony of the money, because now you think if I share the testimony, they will come and ask me for money Or pastor can call me and say, give us block money. So because of that, you are even afraid to share the offering. For the white side to emerge, there's a brown side. Today, as we stand to thank God, what we are acknowledging is that we will not be here today. Life will not have been white if you have not paid the price for us to be here. This is what Thanksgiving is all about. Are you ready to celebrate God? Stand to your feet with me. Your farms, do you have it? Another your farms. You start sitting here. Oh yeah, this is where, these are my your farms. Can we bow our heads? Before we begin to testify, we go into this next session. You are here. You have not accepted Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior. You are not born again. You are here, even though you have been coming to church, you have not accepted the fact that Jesus died for you on the cross. So you are still living your life as though the price of sin has not been paid. How can you say thank you to God for preserving your life? You know, as I'm talking, there is somebody here. Today is just the day you want to say, Lord, you have been good to me. I want you to now be my Lord and Savior. I know you are here. I know you are here. Unless you don't want to respond. But you see, if you don't respond, I tell you, you have missed a great opportunity. But he has done so much for you. Despite all your mistakes, he has not judged you. You know that you have done so many wrong things, including yesterday. He has not judged you. He nurtured you to enter this church today. Oh, people are coming already to give their life to Christ. Yes. In fact, you don't have to let me finish. Everything you are enjoying is by his grace. I want you to come and give your life to Jesus today. To say thank you. Yes. Wherever you are, I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I'm coming to give my life to you. Thank you for not judging me. Oh yes. Oh yes. Where will you be if not for Jesus? So wherever you are, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. There are those of you who are here. There is somebody here. I need you to be here. God bless you. I know. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. There is still somebody in this direction. I just feel an anointing in this direction. I'm not saying you are not there, but you need to be here. When I looked at this place, my heart keep drawing there that you need to give your life to Jesus today. 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 You are the one I'm waiting for. Come. 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 Oh yes. Come on, Jesus. Come, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A new beginning has come today in your life because you have chosen to acknowledge your maker. You are making a decision to turn from the old ways. He says, one of you here is going to cost you something that will make you cry. This is the journey we are taking here. Because you are holding on to something that is making you sin. One of you here. You are holding on to something that has been making you sin. But as you came here, I don't know which of you, but as you came here after today, you are just going to say, Lord, I'm not going to engage in this thing anymore. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something. I don't know you, but it's going to cost you. That thing is standing as a barrier between you and God. But as you are come to give your life to Jesus, that is the price you have to pay. To say, I am letting go. I don't care what happens. I'm going to start serving God faithfully from today. I'm going to start serving God faithfully from today. I'm going to serve God faithfully from today. I'm going to serve God faithfully from today. Oh yes. Where is the last person? Come. There is one more person that needs to be here. Come quickly. Come quickly. This prayer will change your life forever. I tell you, this is a moment that will forever change your life. Pastor Joe, can I have the cards? Can I have the cards? Where are my teams? Yes. I need the pens. Yes. Lift your hands and say, Lord, have mercy on me. I've come to you. I pray for mercy. Have mercy on me. Just pray from the depth of it. Say, Lord, I have come to acknowledge you in my life today. Have mercy on me. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord, on my soul. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Pray for mercy. Pray for mercy. Pray for mercy. Pray for mercy. Just pray, Lord, today I receive grace to follow you. This particular thing that I've not let me serve you, I lay it today at this feet of the altar. I stop it. I lay it down. Have mercy and help me to follow you, Jesus. I'm making up my life to follow you. I am giving you my life today. I will not take it back. Oh, yes. I am giving my life to you today. I will not take it back. Oh, yes. I will not take it back. I will not take it back. Today, I surrender my life to you, Jesus. I will not take it back. I will not take it back. Oh, yes. You are praying from the depth of your heart. God is answering your prayer. He's answering your prayers. He's answering your prayers. He's answering your prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Place your hand on your chest. Say this words after me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
I thank you.
Thank you.
For your love.
For your love.
For your kindness.
For your kindness.
For your faithfulness.
For your faithfulness.
For your mercy.
For your mercy.
Towards me.
Towards me.
Even when I refuse to acknowledge you.
Even when I refuse to
acknowledge. Even when I refuse to live for you.
Even when I refuse to live.
You have not stopped loving me.
You have not stopped loving me.
Today, Heavenly Father.
Today,
I respond to your love.
I respond to your love.
By giving my life to Jesus.
By giving my life to Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life.
Please come into my life.
Please come into my life.
And be my Lord.
And be my Lord.
And my personal Savior.
And my personal Savior.
Wash away all my sins.
Wash away all my sins.
With your precious blood.
With your precious blood.
Wash away all my sins.
Wash away all my sins.
With your precious blood.
With your precious blood.
Today.
Today.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I am yours.
I am yours.
Forever.
Forever.
My life belongs to you.
My life belongs to
you. I will love you.
I will love you.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
I will live for you.
I will live for you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for those ones who have prayed this prayer from the depth of their heart. I know the Bible said that if any man come to you, you will not cast away. You have joy when we surrender our lives to you. Lord Jesus, I ask. Make all things new in their lives. Glorify your name in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing these ones your mercy. By this time next year, these ones will have grown up to become a strong Christian. Everything standing between you and your love for God, I declare that it is over today. Receive grace to love God, to serve Him more. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Shout a louder amen.
Amen.
Whilst you are still standing, they will give me a song. I want, please, can I have, guys, Paul and the rest of you, can I have people, let me give them, fill this form here, whilst you are standing here now. I want you to quickly fill the form, because I don't want to miss the opportunity of praying for you. This is, giving your life to Jesus is not a small thing. It means you have escaped hell. You have escaped hell. When you give your life to Jesus, you have escaped destruction. Yes. You have escaped from destruction and everything that wants to destroy your life. So, I want you to know that today is a day to be remembered. I said it is a day to be remembered. Because it's a day the devil wished never happened. Because a lot of these ones are becoming servants of God. Oh, yes.
Because you are not a man that changes your
Jesus. Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus.
What is that? What is that for you? He can never help you. You do no lie.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on.
Ever, ever.
Now, those of you who have registered, who have not registered for your testimony, quickly go outside and register for your testimony because we are going to call you right now.
What is that?
That's the last thing we are doing. So go outside and register for your testimony. And the testimony team, once they collect the testimony, should bring them in.
Father, we thank you. Now, everybody lift your hands. Lord, we acknowledge your hand today that everything we have is from you. We thank you for all the people you have used for us. Everyone whose contribution has brought us this far in life. Lord, we thank you for them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you did for us on the cross of Calvary. Without Jesus, we will not be here today. Without the sacrifice on the cross, without the tears, the pain, the grief of Christ that birthed Christianity, there is no way we will have been here. So forever we are grateful. You deserve our worship. You deserve our adoration.
Yes, Lord.
There is no amount of money that can ever repay what you did for us on Calvary Tree.
Oh, yes.
Lord, be glorified. We are thankful in the name of Jesus. Now we pray, Lord, in every way we have been ungrateful. In every way we have despised your goodness. We have taken you for granted in our life. Dear Father God, we ask for mercy. In the name of Jesus. This time that we have set aside.
Oh, yes.
As a token of our gratitude. Here as we stand today. We acknowledge that there are those who are better than us. But do not have this privilege or the opportunity. There are innocent people behind the prison walls. But Lord, we do not mock them.
Oh, yes.
We also thank you for the blessing of freedom.
Thank you, Lord.
For the crisis you've brought us through and out of.
Yes, Lord.
That we are here in church. There is no amount of money that we can use to say thank you.
Oh, yes.
Because that is, it cannot be said that this is how it is for every human being today. But Lord, we are grateful. Another year is passing by. We thank you for your grace over us in every way. Now, as we come to share this testimony and thank you, Lord, be glorified in the name of Jesus. We are not showing off anything. We are only coming to say we are grateful. We refuse to do it in the flesh, but to do all that we do in this moment as an act of gratitude to Almighty God who has made life beautiful for us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Accept our gratitude today. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Shout a louder amen. Amen. Put those hands together for Jesus. Now, at this junction, before we go, you may please be seated. I will be welcoming the dance praise first. Now, after the dance praise, I'll be calling the people that I have on this list out for their testimonies. So I heard you have registered. Then we will thank God and go home. Will that be okay? All right. So the dance priests are coming to bless us with their dance ministration. All right. Then we have entered into the Thanksgiving moment. Okay. And I want you to know that it's always a precious time. It's a holy time. Don't let us take it for granted. This is the most beautiful part of this service, where we have come to acknowledge the King of Kings. I don't want us to enter into the flesh. Let us do it with all forms of humility and gratitude to God. If your name is not on the list, you forgot to register, you still have some few seconds when the dance priest are ministering to quickly put your name under the canopy. And the canopy, the team under the canopy, once they register, please bring it in very fast, so that we can call people one after the other.
Thank you for tuning in on this episode. We hope you've been blessed and empowered to transcend new heights of faith and growth. Stay connected with us for more empowering and faith-filled messages. And remember, you are part of a community committed to transformation. Until next time, go forth empowered by God's grace.